breaking news on WTOP. President Biden has delivered tonight an impassioned plea to Congress to act on gun control. In an address to the nation, he called on lawmakers to restore limits on the sale of assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines after a string of mass shootings in the country. The president is trying to drive up pressure on Congress to pass stricter laws, though such efforts failed in the wake of past violence, even the murder of a group of first graders 10 years ago.
After Columbine, after Sandy Hook, after Charleston, after Orlando, after Las Vegas, after Parkland, nothing has been done. This time that can't be true. This time we must actually do something.
Let's go live on Skype to National Journal's editor-in-chief, Jeff Dufour. Jeff, the president relayed the story of the little girl in Uvalde who smeared blood from a classmate on herself and then played dead to try to survive that elementary school assault. This is all so heart-wrenching. But as you listen to the speech, were you most focused on the realities in Congress more than anything else? What could actually be passed?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Biden's never going to be mistaken for Reagan or Obama in terms of oratory. He's at his best when he's like he was tonight, passionate, leading with his emotions. So I think it was effective. The way he delivered it was notable. As you say, I thought it was very notable that he referenced the girl who smeared blood on herself, because what a story that is. And then he also punctuated his speech with the word enough, spoken over and over in kind of a soft whisper. But you do have to wonder what his audience was for this. It's certainly not Democrats. They're on board. Polling indicates that most Americans support some basic gun control measures. He's really speaking to the 40 or so Republicans who don't seem inclined to vote for any of this. Indeed, the House Judiciary Committee tonight passed a bill that will now go to the full House that contains a lot of these provisions. And you have to wonder what's going to happen when it goes to the Senate. The fear, certainly in the White House, is it's going to be the same story as ticked down Biden's list after Columbine, after Charleston, after Las Vegas, et cetera, where nothing actually gets passed.
Was talking about an assault weapons ban, in fact, insisting upon it, was that a political mistake by the president?
Well, I think this is near and dear to Biden's heart, because when he was in the Senate, he helped shepherd the original assault ban through the Senate in 1994. So I think he's coming back full circle to that. On the Republican side, there's a lot of concern over how exactly you define assault weapon, what exactly it means. And the other problem he's going to have when he ticks off this sort of laundry list of provisions, red flag laws, mental health, expanding background checks, getting rid of the legal protections for gun manufacturers, et cetera, and much like the bill the House Judiciary Committee passed tonight, the problem is in Congress, the more elements like this, the more provisions you add to a catch-all bill like that, the more votes you're going to lose. Because with every one of those provisions, you're going to have a couple senators that say, no, I can't stomach that. I can stomach the rest, but not that. A third of the Senate opposes all of this to begin with. So you only have, if you need to get to 60 votes to break the filibuster, which you do, you only have a handful to lose on any one of these provisions, much less if you package them all together.
We will be watching it, Jeff. Thanks so much.
Of course. Take care.
That's Jeff Dufour. He's National Journal's editor-in-chief.